Paul, good to see you. I suppose a lot of the fans listening will be wanting to know your progress in terms of your fitness.
Yeah, feel pretty fit, feel strong. My legs are stronger than they've ever been. I've never done that many leg weights in my whole life, and the last 5 months really has been a real graft. I say the last 5 months, the first 3 months I was in a cast, so I couldn't do too much, but the last 2 months have been a real grind, a real mental work for me, and I'm back, I feel sharp. I've been involved in training this week. The gaffer's pushed me in a little bit quicker than I was expecting, but I'm in full contact training, still a little bit mental with my leg. I don't want to go and smash someone just yet, or hope no one smashes me just yet, but I'm back, and I'm probably two or three weeks away from being available for selection, so whenever the gaffer feels he wants me, then hopefully I'll be ready.
Has it come a little bit sooner than expected then to be back on the training ground?
When I was first injured, they were saying it was a 6 month injury. We're just shy of 5 months now, so I'm a bit ahead of schedule from where they want, but by the time I'm back playing, it'll probably be not too far off 6 months. So yeah, I feel good. I feel as if it could have maybe, but well, from my point of view, I feel I could have pushed it a little bit quicker, but physios know better, and they hold you back a little bit and make sure you do other bits, and they were right that I didn't have the right strength in my calf and in my thigh, and I've really struggled with movement in my ankle, which I would not have thought, but when it's been stuck in the same place for 3 months in a cast, you've got to get all your movement back, lengthen your Achilles, and little things that no one would ever think about, they just think about the bone. But my bone's been healed for over a month. I had an x-ray, I think it was December, and then one in start of January, and my bone was fully healed and was given the go-ahead really to if I could start training, I can start training. So that was fine. I've just been working hard on getting all my muscles back.
As a fan, to hear that you could be back in 2 or 3 weeks is incredible. When you first did it, it looked like you weren't going to kick a ball for the rest of the season. It must be a great boost for you, that.
Yes, a boost for me, and I'm hoping it's a boost for the boys. I feel like I've been positive in and around the changing room, even when things haven't been so positive for me. They've been great for me. They've kept me going, and I feel that they've kept me. I've kept them going a little bit now and again. I think if you ask any of the lads, they'd say that I've been very positive, and I've been a good character to have around the changing room, and that's really nice that lads have mentioned that to me. And then also I just wanted to mention stuff for back home, that it's been a real mental grind for me, and my girlfriend back home has been absolutely fantastic, and she's done everything possible for me when I've needed to, and she's driven me here, driven me there, and made me dinner all the time when I couldn't get up, so I've got a massive thank you to her as well.
Yeah, that is a big part. It's often forgotten, isn't it, what happens away from the training ground as a professional sportsman when you are recovering from such a serious injury.
Yeah, I'll be honest, it's been more mental for me than a physical problem. The first 5 or 6 weeks, I didn't even come into training because I couldn't. They didn't want me to be here. I couldn't really move. I'm laying on a sofa, and it took me about 20 minutes to get upstairs to bed. I couldn't move my leg, and my girlfriend was absolutely amazing. She helped me through everything, and I've got great friends and family anyway, and I've had people come up and see me, and they keep that smile on your face, and they're the ones that keep you going, and then that reflects onto me and then onto the lads as well. They don't see people moping around and getting upset in and around the gym. So yeah, they've been fantastic, and the staff as well. If I've ever needed an extra day where they can see that you're really struggling, they'll just give you a day off, go and have some time with your friends and family, and then get back in ready to go, and it's worked absolutely brilliant for me.
And was it one of those situations as well where you'd only joined the club in the summer quite late, you'd only just got yourself into the team, then it happens, and then you're suddenly laid on the sofa, like you say, for 4 or 5 weeks, so you're thinking in terms of your career, are you thinking, what have I done here to, you know, drop down to Bradford from Ipswich?
Yeah, it
must cross your mind.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie about anything. I never really do when I'm interviewed. That I've said it, I mentioned it when I was fit. It was a slight frustration that I had to drop down, but I dropped down because I believed this club were going to go in the right direction, and I still believe, hoping that it all works out this season. But if it doesn't, we've got an unbelievable platform to push on next year, and the club wants a slow progression. They don't just want to go bang, bang, bang into the Premier League. That's not the right way to do it. The club had run in it the right way, and I bought into that, and I might have showed a little bit of frustration when I first signed, and I apologised to the manager after a couple of the games, and I said, look, I'm sorry, my head's not been in the right place. Got myself back, got myself fit, and I was saying the only games the fans have really seen me where I felt good was the Sheffield United game and the Peterborough game. So I've played a game and a half, not even that, where people have seen what I can do, and I hope that they'll give me that little bit of leeway and give me a little bit of time, that when I do get the opportunity to come back and give what I can give, they'll give me that time and appreciate that. It's been a long time for me.
Well, if I can say so, I mean, I'm a fan myself, and a lot of my friends, they know I do this particular role, they've been saying, ask Phil Parkinson, when's Paul Anderson back? So we obviously have made that impact in the short space of time. And let's look at the positives. And if you can come back, what a time to come back on the fringes of the playoffs and chance to push us into that top six.
Yeah, the fans, I have to say, considering the fans have not seen much of me at all, the fans have been fantastic. Social media, I've had so many kind messages from all clubs I've been at, and especially here where we've got new fans, didn't really know who I was, but they've been so supportive, and again giving me that lift to get back. So it's a big thank you to everyone, really, to keep supporting me and supporting other lads who have these kinds of things. And I just want to hope that I have the time and I can give what I can give in the last third of the season to offer anything to help the club out. So just a big thank you, really.
Well, it's great to see you back and great to see you sitting here, Paul, and wish you all the best for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much. Cheers.